This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. It's Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, that didn't take long. We're almost 2 weeks away from the Super Bowl, and tickets are selling for record amounts. According to SeatGeek, the current average resale price of a Big Bowl ticket is $6,002, with the lowest ticket going for $5,200. Best seats at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, a staggering $16,000, according to USA Today. Wow. Scientists now using stem cells from an African clawed frog to build miniature robots that they're able to program. These things, which the scientists are calling Xenobots, are supposedly the world's first living, self-healing robots made from living cells. They are being described as entirely new life forms, neither a traditional robot nor a known species of animal. The living, programmable organism that can walk and swim, survive for weeks without food, and work together in groups. Don't worry, nothing to be afraid of here. Word out today, more people believe that Amazon and Google will do what is right than the U.S. government or news media. People even trust Amazon and Google more than they trust teachers and police officers. What? That can't be. Story came from MarketWatch. I'll have to check it out. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz. A new study found more and more unemployed guys are taking jobs in female-dominated industries like nursing. Of course, over the past several decades, plenty of women have gotten into male-dominated industries like medicine, law, and finance. And now men are more open to getting into fields like nursing and education because those jobs have been growing much faster. More info on the age-old question, do you return your shopping cart or not? Study finds there are five types of shopping cart returners. People who always do it. Those who never do. Those who do it when it's convenient. Those who only do it if somebody's watching. And people who make their kids take them back. Want to have some mindless fun? Just sit in a parking lot one time and see what happens with people and their shopping carts. Ooh, this is encouraging news. Researchers at the University of California San Diego School of Medicine say loneliness can contribute to a shorter lifespan as much as smoking and obesity. And they add, by the year 2029, 20% of the U.S. population will be over the age of 65 and in danger of being lonely. Here's a great example how social media outrage can backfire spectacularly. The brand new U.S. Space Force unveiled their new uniforms last week to universal internet mocking. The uniforms were camouflaged with people wanting to know why you needed camo in space. They said stuff like, where are you going to find a tree to hide behind in space? So the Space Force issued a response this week. It read, the United States Space Force is utilizing current Army and Air Force uniforms, saving on the cost of designing and producing new ones. Members will look like the joint counterparts they will be working with on the ground. There's a critical type O blood shortage. Red Cross urgently needs donors of all blood types. Currently, the Red Cross has less than a three-day supply of O blood available for emergencies and medical treatments. Donors of all blood types, especially types O positive and O negative, are urged to make an appointment to give blood or platelets now. There's a Red Cross blood drive today in South Haven from 12:30 to 5:15 at the Bethel Baptist Church at 6701 Blue Star Highway in South Haven. There'll also be one in Hartford Friday from noon to 5:45 at the Federated Church, 65418 Red Arrow Highway. If you've not given in the last 56 days or at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent or at least 110 pounds and in generally good health, you may be eligible to give. Visit redcrossblood.org for more information. Knucklehead news out of Scotland. where a Scottish bank robbery really went to the dogs after the crook decided to slowly stroll away from the crime scene and even stopped to pet a dog. Matthew Davies walked into a Bank of Scotland branch carrying a meat cleaver in one hand and a pillowcase in the other, before pulling the bedding over his face in an attempt to conceal his identity. The 47-year-old forgot to cut out eye holes in the pillowcase, though, and that impeded his getaway attempt, which witnesses described as very slow. The 47-year-old managed to get away with almost $3,000 and might have been in the clear if he hadn't stopped to pet a dog while strolling down the street. Police found cash, a pillowcase, and a stun gun in Davies' house. This dog-loving robber got leashed. That's the Daily Buzz. Get things for me to buzz about to Paul at WCSY.com. Drop them off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Copy and paste a link on our Facebook page if you like. Daily Buzz podcasts are at WCSY.com. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you. They're on all the great podcasting outlets as well as Alexa. Just ask her to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM podcast. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.